Howdy, and welcome to Bob the Lector. I'm Bob. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire Catholic lectors to bring their proclamation of God's Word to life. This episode is for the May 10th Sunday Mass's second reading. It's the sixth Sunday of Easter, Year A. A reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Beloved, sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts. Always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope. But do it with gentleness and reverence, keeping your conscience clear, so that when you are maligned, those who defame your good conduct in Christ may themselves be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that be the will of God, than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered for sins once, the righteous for the sake of the unrighteous, that he might lead you to God. Put to death in the flesh, he was brought to life in the Spirit. The Word of the Lord. Welcome to the sixth Sunday of Easter, y'all. This is our fifth visit with St. Peter as the second reading of this Easter season. So let's get to it, shall we? I always start my own lecture practice with preparation, which is not the external proclamation, but the internal discernment of the message. What is God saying to us? What is his purpose? What is the meaning of this reading? Because if it doesn't mean anything to us, how can we as lectors make it mean anything to the congregation before us? I prefer readings that aim for the heart, because that's where an emotional connection will be made with the people in the pews. This one is a simple series of exhortations without opportunities to bond intimately. Nonetheless, Peter does address the matter of human suffering. The pews before you are full of good souls carrying heavy personal crosses in their lives. Read this for them as words of encouragement, knowing that they are not alone, that Christ is right there with them. I feel compelled to comment on the gospel of success that would have us believe that if you do good, you will financially prosper. This reading counters that false transactional gospel. Peter holds up Christ as the ultimate righteous person, yet he suffered for the sake of our sins. This reading tells us to follow Christ's example as a response to earthly suffering. Let the good we do speak for itself, be an end and reward unto itself, not a path to anything other than heaven. Let's chat a bit about the context of this reading. It's addressed to the Gentile churches in the Roman provinces of Asia Minor, now modern-day Turkey. Peter wrote it from Rome, where he had been ministering from about the year 42. It was composed during the year 64, give or take, shortly before his martyrdom at the hands of Nero. What do you learn from this reading? We begin, Beloved, sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts. Because we begin with the word beloved, use a warm, loving, and conversational tone. Pause briefly afterwards to let your greeting land. This reading begins with something we totally take for granted today, the divinity of Christ. We are inclined to overlook this, but back in the day, this was a really big deal. Peter explicitly tells the community to sanctify Christ as Lord. The title Lord was often used in the Septuagint, the Greek version of the Old Testament, as the translation for God's personal name, Yahweh, as revealed to Moses. This word choice affirms God the Son as a member of the Trinity, with God the Father perfectly complementing the first reading, which is heavy with the Holy Spirit. Read the balance of the sentence in an informal and conversational tone, as if you were talking one-on-one with someone before you. Emphasize beloved, Christ, and hearts. Next we have, Always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope. But do it with gentleness and reverence, keeping your conscience clear, so that when you are maligned, those who defame your good conduct in Christ may themselves be put to shame. Read the first clause, Always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope, straight through, without any pauses. Use an informal and conversational tone as discussed before. Read the balance of this sentence with a sincere and earnest tone of voice and facial expression. Read, so that when you were maligned, straight through, ignoring the comma. Rephrase it as a question, followed by your answer. Those who defame your good conduct in Christ may themselves be put to shame. Emphasize always, anyone, reason, gentleness, reverence, defame, and themselves. Insert a very small pause after gentleness and small pauses after maligned and Christ. Next, for it is better to suffer for doing good, if that be the will of God, than for doing evil. Continue with the conversational and informal tone and demeanor. As you deliver this segment, think of the people in the pews that are suffering, whether it be emotionally, physically, financially, mentally, or relationally. Convey emotions of empathy, support, and encouragement for them. Think of someone dear to you that is in pain, and read this as if you were having an intimate one-on-one conversation with them. Emphasize better, suffer, good, God, and evil. Next we have, for Christ also suffered for sins once, the righteous for the sake of the unrighteous, that he might lead you to God. Mirror the same emotional intimacy and empathy from the preceding sentence. This is good news for everyone before you, in that Christ died for our sins, even though he himself was sinless. Emphasize also righteous, unrighteous, and lead. If you can, say righteous and unrighteous in such a way to highlight their contrast. Lastly, put to death in the flesh, he was brought to life in the Spirit. Close out with the conversational and informal tone. Rephrase, put to death in the flesh, as a question, followed by your answer, he was brought to life in the Spirit. Emphasize flesh, life, and spirit. If you can, say flesh and spirit in such a way to highlight their contrast. Insert small pauses after flesh and life. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. My hope is these ideas will help you find your authentic voice, so your proclamation of God's word will transform your listeners, whether they're in pain and broken or just going through the motions, because the good news deserves great delivery. Visit us on the web at bobthelector.org, and we'll see you at the AMBO. By the way, if you like what you hear and are so inclined, please give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Thanks so much.